Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is the shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He. Blessed am I, be born in me, be born in me. Trembling heart, somehow I believe that You chose me. I'll hold You in the beginning. You will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle. Make my heart Your Bethlehem. Be born in me. Oh, be born in me.
All this time we've waited.
Somehow I believe that You chose me. I'll hold You in the beginning. You will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle. Make my heart Your Bethlehem. Be born in me. I'm not brave, I'll never be. The only thing my heart can offer is a vacancy.
I'm just a girl, nothing more. But I am willing, and I am yours.
Born in me, be born in me. Trembling heart, somehow I believe that You chose me. I'll hold You in the beginning. You will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle. Make my heart Your Bethlehem. I'll hold You in the beginning. You will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle. Make my heart Your Bethlehem. Be born in me. Oh, be born in me. All this time we've waited for the promise. All this time You've waited for my arms.
Mm-hmm. star and angel gave the sign. Bowed to babe on bended knee, the Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world, given.
What it would be like to be born in a manger.
Yeah. Wonder whatever happened to baby Jesus.
He grew up.
What? Wait. So you're saying that the baby Jesus Christmas story is the same as the adult walk on water Jesus?
Yeah. Thanks, honey.
Wow, I just never really put the two concepts together. Wonder what happened to that guy, huh?
He went to the cross.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is baby Jesus is the same as cross Jesus?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some time in there, right? I mean, he grew up, he taught people, he lived a perfect life. He died on the cross and came back to life, and, you know, now he lives in our hearts.
That's the same guy? The Jesus that lives in our hearts? Okay, I was really... Oh, Wow. Okay. I never really put all those guys together, you know?
Only one guy.
I tell you this. Here's an idea. Maybe we stop just making Christmas all just this once-a-year isolated thing, but we make it an ongoing story about the salvation in our hearts and lives. Up top.
It's the idea.
We'll yell, flock. Power! Okay. One, two, three.
Flock power!
Okay, that was great. All right. Now, how about this? Can I get a good, a sheep without a shepherd? R?
Lost sheep indeed.
Okay, now moving on to the balance beam lamb toss. I would like to discuss.
Excuse me, Mrs. Consult Person. Can we talk to you for a minute?
I suppose you can. Sure.
Look, whatever. We appreciate this whole team building exercise that the company encouraged us to take.
Right.
But, well, it's been not so great.
In what ways?
Yeah, like that high adventure course. It was a sagging clothesline from one palm tree to the other.
Okay. And your extreme trust fall exercise? I mean, I guess we got good at the fall part.
What? Okay, hold on. That's not fair.
You know, look, since we have to be here, can you at
you
least...
You get to be here. But it's okay. You get to be here.
Can you at least make it worth our while? We're busy people. We have things to do.
Like tending our flocks?
At night, which is in fact in getting to be.
Okay, but boring? I don't think that it's boring. I think it's a lot of fun. Even the sagging, okay, you said sagging, but it wasn't sagging. The zip line that went from one end to the other, it went down the mountain by the lava pit, and then it went by Billy the emotional support sheep. It ended up in the well down by the oasis. I know that we lost that one guy to the lava pit, but we'll mourn that later. We'll mourn it later.
Nah.
What?
And we've heard your takeaways before. We get it.
Right. Work together.
Be the good news to each other.
Have childlike faith. Fear not.
Well, right. That's what this all has been about. And... you know what? It's fine. You're not exactly getting it, but I have an idea, and I think this will help, okay? We have a new exercise we can do together. Okay. That's all right. We're going to circle up. Everybody, form a circle. Circle. Okay. Circle-y. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to take this ball. I'm going to throw it to you. When you catch the ball, you're going to tell everyone what your favorite takeaway has been, okay? Are you ready? Catch the ball. Here you go. Good job. Good catch.
Don't get on a sagging clothesline 30 feet in the air.
Okay, right, yeah.
How about don't be sick on a sagging clothesline 30 feet in the air?
Okay, we'll forget that.
Easy for you to say.
Okay.
And the skit you made us play in, the shepherd and the wolf with the wet hacking cough. My best takeaway is that the wolf just should have stayed home in bed.
Okay, well... that is your perspective. You know what? I don't know what I gotta do to make y'all really see it, to make y'all get the big picture. I don't know what I have to do. What are y'all looking at now? What is... ooh, big bright light! Whoa, that's a big bright light. Okay, do you see this? I don't think it's a light, guys. I think they're like angelic beings or something, and they're saying something. Something about like a messiah or a child being born? That's really weird. Okay, guys, are y'all seeing this? Are you hearing what they're saying? Are y'all seeing what I'm seeing here? Wait, did you see the light? Where'd it go? Did you see the light? Light? What? Why are y'all sarcastically clapping now?
Wow, gotta hand it to you. That was,
amazing.
Yeah, the light. It was. It was.
Don't know how you did it, but well, honestly.
Wow.
Me? I didn't do
that. I guess we really underestimated you.
Okay, what? I didn't
do that. We're just giving credit where credit is due. You made believers out of all of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
So are we going to go see this child or what?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go.
Whoa, hold on, hold on. We're not going to have to zip line down there, are we?
No, we can just, we'll just walk. Okay, but I have an idea, okay, guys? I'm so excited. How about on three? One, two, three. Flock power!
Sheep without a shepherd!
Our lost sheep indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go be found.
This is a great day. I am loving this. Such a great day.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
That whole sheep toss thing?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Exactly! Who doesn't love a good sheep toss?
T'was the week before Christmas, and at Cheryl and Steve's place, a look of awe hit their friend Edward right in the face.
Wow, you really went all out.
Going all out is what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. All year we can't wait for Christmas to begin.
Well, if Christmas were a competition, you two would surely win.
I mean, we've got the tree, we've got the lights, we got all the Christmas sights.
Yeah, you even have a... Bing Crosby in some festive tights.
We've got all the Christmas glee, from that choo-choo train there to this merry embroidery.
Y'all were doing it with the Bing Crosby?
We deck the halls with shimmering snow. All the gifts and, well, little mistletoe.
Not now, babe. As you can see, Christmas is all about the bouquet. That's why we go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which way?
The way. All the way.
I don't think this is the way.
Question our way, you say?
Babe.
Well, there's only one way.
One way? What way, you say?
Well, his way.
Wait, I'm sorry. Whose way?
God's way?
No way.
Yes, way.
Who say?
Yahweh.
Wait, no play?
No play, I mean what I say.
Should we delay?
Do it today.
Okay.
You see, Jesus, God's son, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I'm sorry. We don't mean to cause strife.
This is just a lot for me and my wife.
It's okay. It can be hard giving everything over to God, but he can change anything, no matter how flawed. And Christmas is the perfect time to join God's squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can we still have the sweaters, the carols, and the Christmas cookies?
What about these? I'm sorry. My husband and I, we seem to be rookies.
Have all the fun, Cheryl and Stephen. But just remember that Jesus, he's the reason for the season. Jesus came to earth for you and me. He paid the ransom to set us free.
I've never heard such a rhyme.
Your words, your heart... all sublime.
Thank you for choosing to assist us.
My pleasure. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hold on now, gotta take a deep breath. I don't know what to say when I look into your eyes. You made the world before I was born, but here I am holding you in my arms tonight. Noel, Noel, Jesus, our Emmanuel, you're here. I'm holding you so near. I'm staring into the face of my Savior, King and Creator. Couldn't left us on our own, but you're here. Oh, you're here. I don't know how long I'm gonna have you for. I'll be watching when you change the world. Look at your hands, they're still so small. Someday you're gonna stretch them out and save us all. Noel, Noel, God with us, Emmanuel. You're here, I'm holding you so near. I'm staring into the face of my Savior, King Creator. Could have left us on our own, but you're here. Oh, you're here. Someday I'm gonna look back on this, the night that God became a baby boy. Someday you're gonna go home again, but you'll leave your spirit and flood the world with joy. You'll be here, I'm holding you so near. I'm staring into the face of my Savior, King Creator. Could have left me on my own, but you're here. Oh, you're here. I'm staring into the face of my Savior, King Creator. Could have left me on my own, but you're here. Oh, you're
so sweet and clear, when heaven's light and music fell and mercy found us here. Glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the angels sing. Tell the Father's love of goodness and His grace, to show the brightness of His smile, the glory on His face. Glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the children say. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace for all eternity. Oh, His name shall be. Perfect rest, to take away our burdens and to give a glorious gift. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the world will sing. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace for all eternity. Oh, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace for all eternity. Oh, His name shall be.
Door.
again. Oh, Messiah, Messiah, a baby born to save us all.
Like the words to that precious promise, he's coming back again. You know, this time of year we're so grateful for the opportunity to revisit Jesus being born in a manger and the whole scene. We see it throughout Scripture, but aren't you glad that the story didn't end there? Aren't you glad that it continues even today? He's the precious promise. He's the promised Messiah. He's Jesus Christ our Lord, and he's coming back again. Will you be ready? Are you ready? Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Give them a hand. Hadn't they been outstanding? Glory to God. So many things you can say around the Christmas season about Jesus. You know, I love this song because it talks about the very thing that's near and dear to our heart, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Talks about the promised Messiah. Amen. We're going to talk about this in just a minute. Pastor Mark said something the other day that got me thinking. You know, he mentioned Paul Harvey. And I remember some of my fondest Christmas memories are getting in the car with my family and driving a couple hours to see my grandparents. And inevitably, at some point along that ride, we would hear Paul Harvey and the rest of the story a couple times. Well, Paul Harvey tells this story about a family on Christmas Eve. This family had a tradition where the mother and children would go to Christmas Eve service and the father would stay home and read the newspaper. Well, when the family returned home from church, they would all gather and open up their presents. And the father was not an evil man, but he just couldn't believe in the childhood stories anymore of God coming as a baby in a manger. And so as the family left for church, he opened the evening paper and began to read by the fireplace. Suddenly he heard a tapping on the window. It was a bird flying against the glass of the window, trying to get in out of the snow and into the warmth of his house. The man had compassion on the bird. He went outside hoping to bring it in, and as he approached the bird flew against the window even harder. Pretty soon, the bird flew into the bush below the window, half frozen, yet too tired to be caught by this huge man. The more the man tried to reach for the bird, the more the bird flew frantically into the snow and the thorns of the bushes. After a few minutes in the cold, seeing the bird continue to injure itself, the man yelled out in frustration, "Stupid bird, can't you just understand that I'm trying to help?" The man paused and thought, "If only you understood, you wouldn't fly away. If only I could get that bird to get it to understand." Just then the church bells rang, and as they have always on the hour, but when the man heard the bells this time, he fell on his knees and began to cry, oh God, I didn't understand. Oh God, I didn't understand. Oh, that many more would understand this Christmas. You know, again, there's so many stories we see throughout Scripture. One particular, you know the story, talking about the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 2, one of the probably the most read accounts. In verse number 9, it says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them," talking about the shepherds, you know, the shepherds were tending their sheep, "said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You know, the angel of the Lord came to announce to the world that a Savior was here, a deliverer, a protector, a preserver, a Messiah. Think about that word Messiah. The Messiah had come, a deliverer had come, the preserver of life had come that would bring great delight and joy. We read in Scripture that the Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. The word Christ is seen in the word Christmas, and it means the anointed one. His anointing. Christmas is the anointing available for all who believe. You know, in Luke chapter 2 here, the angel is actually defining Christmas and proclaiming that there's one who's coming with something special on him and in him. He's the one that is empowered to carry out the task of delivering, keeping, preserving mankind. He shall carry out the task of setting you free from bondage. He is Christ the Lord. See, there's a great delight for you because the Lord, the Master, the Savior has come. He came that day. The day the child was born in Bethlehem, He came that Christmas morning. Amen. You know, as we enter this Christmas season, I think it's important that we recognize that Christ, Christmas, the anointing of God in you and upon you. So when you wake up Christmas morning next Sunday, give God praise, for this is the day that marks the defeat of the enemy and victory for you. Oh, think about that. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For unto you Christ is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government, the peace shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so we see from beginning to Scripture, we've just read a few, but from beginning of Scripture, it's prophesied and promised that the baby would be born to save us all. Jesus, the long-awaited promised Messiah, the Son of the living God. In fact, the Hebrew word Messiah means the anointed one. It also is where we get the New Testament Greek counterpart, Christ. All the same word. You see, the birth of the baby is a marvelous experience. The birth of any baby is a marvelous experience. Those of you who have given birth or been part of a birth, it's a marvelous experience. But the birth of this child has been foretold by prophets for centuries. You know, first God had been foretold by the prophets for centuries. First God told us the Redeemer would be of the human race in Genesis chapter 3. And then we see that Moses wrote that he was to be of the tribe of Judah in Isaiah 49. Samuel the prophet, who anointed David to be king, and the coming child would be David's lineage in 2 Samuel. Isaiah revealed that he was to be born of a virgin in Isaiah chapter 7. Micah adds, in Bethlehem. And Daniel gave a timeline taking us down to the very year of his birth. We mentioned Micah. You know, Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be little among thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been told from old, from everlasting." You see, it's interesting, Messiah. In Jewish thought, the Messiah would be the king of the Jews. In Jewish thought, he would be a political leader who would defeat their enemies, the Romans, and bring in a golden era of peace and prosperity. But you see, they had it all wrong. A politician was never the answer to defeat their enemies. And it's not our answer today. Amen. A politician was their answer to bring peace. But that's not the answer today. It's Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Jesus refers in John chapter 4 to the woman at the well. The woman said unto Jesus, "I know the Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said unto her, "I who speak to you am he, the Messiah." Again, Jesus departed in Matthew chapter 9. Jesus was departing Jairus' house, and the Bible tells us that two blind men were following him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." Well, see, Jairus' little daughter had just been raised up from the dead and healed, and the two blind men were following Jesus from Jairus' house, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Thou son of David, have mercy on us." You know, I personally believe the whole account that we see in Matthew, Matthew wrote this entire gospel account to show that Jesus was the son of David. The blind man were actually addressing him correctly by calling him the son of David. They were acknowledging that he was the one who was to come. They were acknowledging that he was the Messiah. You see, the prophet Isaiah looked ahead in time and saw the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost resting upon the Messiah. He spoke clearly of the facets of the anointing that would flow through him. In fact, if you go back to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, it says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his own eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears." You see, we actually see throughout Scripture, throughout the Gospels, that Jesus himself was standing in front of religious leaders one day, and their hearts were hardened to the point that they could not even see and recognize the Lord of glory standing in front of them. It's amazing. And that's still true today. You see, sadly, many have still not recognized that Jesus is the Messiah that we're talking about. That Jesus was the promised Messiah, promised Savior of the world, the anointed one, the healer, the deliverer, their peace. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6 says, "But Christ, the anointed one, in his anointing was faithful over all his house, his father's house, as a son and a master of it. And it was he And it was we who are now members of that house, if we hold fast firm to the end of our joyful and exult confidence and sense of triumph in the hope of Christ." And then we read in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, very familiar passage. It says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Glory to God. Why don't you say this with me? Say this: I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
I believe that Jesus is the
Christ. I believe that he is the anointed one.
I believe that he is the Messiah.
And I believe that he's the promised Messiah. Thank God. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Sent for us today for all time. Glory to God. And we see this idea weaved throughout Scripture. Again, we've just given you a portion of it. But you know, this Christmas, this is the key, I believe, to receiving and holding on to the blessings of God that's promised us. And that is this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "Constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ the Messiah risen from the dead." Constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ the Messiah risen from the dead. Oh, I like that portion of that last song, "Hope Forever, Death Defeated." Amen. He came to give us hope. We have reason to believe and hope this morning. Why? Because the Messiah has come. Glory to God. Psalm 115, verses 12 through 16 says, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. And those who fear the Lord, both small and great, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth." And then, of course, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Let me encourage you this Christmas to recognize and understand, just like the man that we read about in the beginning with the bird, understand that he has blessed us, that he is blessing us, and he will yet continue to bless us in the days and weeks ahead. Let's be sure to recognize Jesus in all that we do this Christmas season. Amen. I'm going to ask the kids to come ahead, the praise team to come back up. I want to close with this. I found this story. I'm sure that many of you have heard Brother Hagin tell it before, read it in some of his materials, but Brother Hagin tells a story called "The Night of All Nights." He says, "What a night it was. It started out as just an ordinary night, but it ended up as the night of all nights. Jesus, the gift of God, was born into the world a free man, to free man from the bondage of the evil one." You see, there's a great possibility that other babies were born on that same night, but this child was different. This child was a gift from God to man, a gift that would pave the way for man to break out of the chains of sin and sickness and disease, and to enjoy the freedom of love and joy and peace. Jesus came to Bethlehem, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, but he is no longer a baby in a manger. Surrounded by the loving barnyard animals, he is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, who lives forevermore and sits at the right hand of the Father. He was born in a manger, grew up and lived among men. Then he went to the cross to give his life for the redemption of humanity. As he hung on that cross, Jesus looked heavenward and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And with one last breath, he said, it is finished. Jesus' head slumped to his chest and he died. The devil and all of his demons sang in glee as they thought that they had destroyed the gift of God. But on the third day, the gift who was once born in a lowly manger in Bethlehem came storming out of the deep caverns below. Jesus came forth victorious over death, victorious over hell and the grave. And the babe of Bethlehem became the conquering hero. Jesus paid the ransom for the redemption of man. Since he paid the price, he forever lives at the right hand of the Father as God's gift to the world. Let's remember, let's recognize, and let's understand this reality this Christmas. Amen.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. It's Christmas. Angels are singing, and I know the reason. For it's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. Savior is born. It's Christmas. The bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. Savior is born. It's Christmas. The bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world, joy to the world. to the world. Joy to the world.
Didn't they do an awesome job? What a blessing. What a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You know, it was such a blessing watching, especially the little ones. Them bigger guys back there did a good job too. Amen. Amen. We just want to take a little bit of time right now to, as we do every year, thank God for our pastoral staff. Amen. If we could just have y'all come up here, Christina, Caleb, you two. I'm so thankful for, first of all, for God and the calling that He has got on their lives, and they're so faithful to fulfill the call of God in their lives to shepherd this flock, you know, to shepherd this church, and they do such an outstanding job day in and day out. They're here to just to fulfill the call of God in their lives and to minister the gospel to us, and we are so well fed here. Amen. And first of all, I just want to personally thank you guys for everything that you do. Amen. But we're going to do what we always do. We're going to come around. What did Michelle do with the right there? Okay, I didn't see him. We got some boxes right there. If you guys got any kind of gifts or anything you want to give to them, cards, whatever, just kind of make our way around the church this way and just personally tell each one of them how much you love them and how much you appreciate all they do. Amen. Amen. Oh yeah,
yeah. Everybody, please stay. Whether you knew we were doing this or not, there's lots of food. Shane's barbecue chicken back there, along with all the trimmings. And so, please stay. You are more than welcome. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray over the food real quick. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for this time together. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that's within us, Father God. And Lord, Lord, right now we just want to thank you for the food. Lord, we ask that you would bless it, for the nourishment of our bodies, and bless all the hands that prepared all this over here for us today, Father God. We just give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.